Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
Todd, I'm stressed out, my buddy. I'm stressed.
What are you stressed about?
My goddamn Bluetooth. Listen, I'm trying to have a spa day, okay? I'm trying to do me.
You're wrapped up in like three blankets, and then you have a towel.
This is a nice robe.
A towel wrapped up in your head like...
Well, you got to let your hair dry slow.
Yeah.
You got it good like that.
Yeah.
This is just my robe, and I had to step outside to smoke a bowl, so this is my... This is what I wear when I step out to smoke a bowl in my robe on a spa day.
Ah, I like it.
And the goddamn Bluetooth wouldn't connect to my laptop. I had to reset it twice.
Come on.
Fucking Bluetooth, man.
I need to know. I'm going to meet somebody that works at the Bluetooth office because it's such a spotty technology, even this far in.
I like, though, that, I mean, I wonder who was that first guy who was like, it's just too many wires. We got too many wires. We're always plugged into something.
Connect? How do I connect? How do I do it?
Can we make this happen like we do with walkie-talkies? And then somebody was like, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Listen, why have we been using wires this whole time? Why? I mean, 15-year-old grass cutter me is so mad, is so bitter. At 15-year-old kids who cut their grass now.
Mm.
Though no right? wire, the metal, the batteries of the Walkman or the CD player, and then that volatile time after the Walkman, and then you had to try to mow lawn with a CD player, but it kept skipping because you're out here banging these yards, you know?
I think that's why I have a bad hip to this day. All those days of running for wrestling, my Walkman weighed like 7 pounds, you know, and I had to go to one side or the other. So I had to.
You had to rewind. We rewound, bro.
The Sony Walkman. Remember when you were cool to have one?
Oh.
And It was like revolutionary. You're like, holy fuck, dude. He's listening to music right now and no one else can hear it but him. Like, how crazy is that? He's not in a car. He's not in his living room. He's just walking around listening to music and he's the only one that can hear it.
He's got a little box on his hip that connects to a wire that you put these weird plastic things inside. And then it lines up, and then you can hear your favorite shit.
I loved it.
What? Excuse me. Excuse me, what? Also, are you filming with your camera?
No. Are you?
Are we not? We should be, right?
I don't know. We did good last time without it.
What'd he do? Just separate it? Is it more work for him?
Yeah, it was less work for him because he didn't have to sync up four different videos, three different videos, just one.
Oh.
And it looked good, so we'll see how it goes.
Here we are.
One more. And actually, I forgot. I forgot to get my cell phone out going.
I decided to check, and I was like, I don't know what's happening. Maybe we're just going to wing it. I got a little, you know, a little undershirt here on. I didn't want to be a scumbag.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make a move on America. All I'm trying to do. Is have a little spot. Listen, you know what we just finished like a 9-hour Patreon live video conference with our top tier members, very exclusive, very VIP, very hush hush, under the radar, cook along session. You,
the Black Ops people, and the Special Ops people, and us,
mm-hmm. and us. Yeah. And listen, it's. We would like to speak on it more, but we can't. It's classified.
We can't let you know what happened there, but let's just trust us. It was pretty fucking awesome. It would look like a pretty high-speed operation. Let's just say that.
It's classified. People need to respect classified materials more, dude.
I mean, I want to go buy one of those stamps where you just on the paper and it's just classified, and then people just know it's important. Don't fuck with it.
Well, here's the funny part, Todd. Those are not for sale. At least not on the white market. Is that the opposite of black? Black market?
Probably. Here's my thing, though. All this stamping they did of classified material, the red ink stamp, boom. Weren't you just telling the other side, this is the folder to steal? Like, this is the one with the good shit in it. Why wouldn't you put not classified so they would not even bother with it? And then stamp all your bullshit stuff classified, like your bills and shit like that, classified.
Yeah, it's like when I ship money overseas for certain things, I don't stamp on it stacks of cash. I don't put on there a package full of cash. You know, I don't put packages and boxes full of loot. I don't put stamps on there like that.
No, you can't. You like the cartoon stamp, like with the big dollar sign on the outside? You don't do that?
Like box full of money. Like I don't put a stamp on that says full of cash. Be cool with it.
Yeah, well, I never understood that. I would have literally stamped everything unimportant in my office with not classified. Everything that was important, I mean, as classified. Everything that was important, not classified. And by the time they got it back to Russia, they'd be like, son of a bitch, it's just his credit card statement.
What is this? Why do we have his fucking Tinder bio printed out with his financial information printed on here? I don't understand, because I guess you were buying annually there for a while.
Yeah.
And that's a good move. You know what I mean? It's like Chris Walker. It's like Chris Rock. He had a bit, you know what? I'm not going to bring that up. Never mind. Now that I think about the bit, it's not the best motherfucking best reference.
Yeah. But to cook along went great.
The military? Yeah, cook along went wonderful.
Thank you to everybody who was there for the first one. We'll just get it streamlined. It's going to be even better.
We had fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Because we can do all types of fun shit with OBS, too. Or StreamYard, probably the same way.
I put a little spy in there. I'm like, hey, watch this and see if it's good or not. And the person was like, that's really fun. And I'm like, okay, we're on to something. We're on to something.
Oh, you got a spy in there. I like it. You didn't tell me. I like it. You didn't tell me.
Quality control.
And that's good, because we need to have a fun, relaxed environment. People overlook that, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
The FRE, Todd.
The fun, relaxed environment. It's
the fun, relaxed environment.
Why don't we? You should start a campaign called Free America, but spell it FRE. F period, R period, E period. America.
Yeah. Fun, relaxed environment.
This means chill out. Chill out, country. We need that.
We don't
right
want
now.
That. And I'm going to be honest. I think people in all countries are like, who don't want to hang out in a fun, relaxed environment?
Just Russia, pretty much. Other than North Korea. Those two, I think. But everybody else.
Right. Look, Kim Jong-un drinks Hennessy and hangs out with Dennis Rodman.
I know, but then
think he hangs out in a fun, relaxed environment?
But then he watches like packs of pit bulls eat his general. That he doesn't know.
What if that's relaxing for him? That could be fun and relaxing for him. He's a stressed out dictator. Think about all the shit going on in his dictator life. Not only does he have problems with other countries as far as foreign diplomacy, but also the fact that he's like a little fat, short dude. Mm-hmm. So you could even get super personal, or you could go professional. So the dude is stressed out, man. You think you wouldn't want to build up your nuclear arsenal while you pretended to be cool with everybody?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think he probably is a laid-back dude, because he has nothing to worry about. I mean, it would kind of like, you got to admit, being a dictator on some level would be cool as fuck. I mean, you have complete power. Like,
communism
everybody
sucks for everybody except the guy running the show.
Yeah, I mean, the guy running the show is having a pretty good fucking time. Like, I get it. I watched the Saddam Hussein movie again the other day, or the miniseries, and I'm like, yeah, he was living a pretty good life. I mean, he wasn't a good dude, but He was having a good time. You can tell.
I mean, let's not even think about the fact that he just goes, you know what? Make statues of me, bro. Hey, my man, go make some statues of me doing this or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, how dope would it be that if you just have people on command where you go, hey, come on, come in here. You know, you call in your statue team. I want a statue of me wearing this absurd spa setup. And put me hanging out with my legs crossed. You know what? Throw my nuts in there. Get my cock in there, flaccid. I want this to be a real Jesus level, old school Jerusalem type ass statue. And then 50 dudes go out and do it.
He would just, Saddam Hussein would just randomly pop into dudes' homes and see if they had pictures of him up. Because they had these one set of pictures every house was supposed to have up of him. So he would just pop in randomly and just be like, hey, how are you? Just checking on you guys. And fucking, you had to make sure your little Saddam shrine was up or it was done. Can you imagine?
But like, he's here. He shut the fuck up, dude. He's not here. He's here. Hang up the picture.
Get the family photos down and get the Saddam photos up. Hurry, hurry. Let's go.
That's fucking insanity, dude.
I mean, what kind of ego do you got to have for that? I mean, that's some real fucking, that's some fucked up shit. But I think it happens gradually. Like when you get that much power, you're cool with just be, you're nice and you're cool and you're benevolent for a while. And then you're like, oh, I'm not getting a hard on from it anymore. I need to step it up. Yeah. Now I need to make sure every home has a shrine of me. I need to make sure every building has a mural painted on the side of it of me. We need a statue at every corner. Fucking.
I want these motherfuckers to carry my statue around town every July 7th.
I would make sure that I was the 18th hole at every putt-putt course. I'd be like, take down all the windmills. All the windmills are done, and it would be me, and I would just be like back facing you, and you would have to hit it up the ramp into my butthole, and then it would shoot out of my mouth into a solo cup. And then that's your hole in one.
I want to be the face of all car washes so that my image, whether or not is true, still is synonymous with cleanliness.
Mm. Would you change your name if you were the dictator of a country? Like, I don't know that they would be like, hey, you know, our dictator Todd. I don't know if that sounds good. You know, I would may have to come up with something cooler, like Sharky.
I feel like the one namers are the more diabolical and ruthless, you know. You got to have a good, strong one name.
Yeah.
I feel like the people who do go to the one name, who do make the leap to the one name, the Madonnas, Prince, Stalin, you know what I mean?
Saddam.
It's Saddam. I mean, like people just say Saddam. Say Putin.
Yeah.
I know it's Vladimir, but I don't ever think about, I would never walk up to him and be like, hey, what's up, Vladimir? I'd be like, what's up, Putin? Because that's right. His shit. He's Putin, bro.
Yeah.
Those are the people that go to the next level.
Yeah. See, I would have to change mine because you can't go with McComas or Todd. No. It doesn't sound.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't have that oomph.
Yeah.
Like it's a quality, strong, you know, white Anglo-Saxon name.
Yeah.
But I feel like you need something more, like even chef. Like chef works because it's a respected title, even if you actually ever did put 20 or 30, you know, 30 years into a real kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever calls someone chef in a disrespectful manner, so it could fly.
No, even on South Park, the chef was the cool one.
Yeah, he was cool as balls.
I would have to really fucking
hunt. So
you're
going to need a one name. Listen, it's not easy drying nice long hair, dude. People just look at my hair and go, wow, it's what it is. I go, no, it takes a lot of prep, dude. It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
You need, you know,
I thought about growing mine back and I remember it being wet for so fucking long. I hated it. I would just wear a beanie constantly. Because if I blew dry it, I'm like, now I got to put all this shit in it. Because I didn't have like your kind of hair. If I blew dry my hair, it just goes fucking all over the place.
Now, when you reference the blow dry, the verb of blow drying one's hair or whatever, when it's past tense, is it I blow dried or is it do you run with the blow blue? Because blue dried don't sound right. Blow dried. Now, I am one of the worst writers as far as how the English language and, you know, commas and fucking all that, right? And past participles jack me off type shit like that.
Yeah.
But I don't, is it blue dried or is it blue dry or is it blow dried?
I think it's blow dried, but it even sounds more hillbilly than all of them. So I don't know for sure.
That you blow dried your hair or you blue dried sounds like you're blowing some dude and you didn't have enough saliva. It doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
It sounds like you dry mouth blew a dude.
I know, man. You really got baked out there, didn't you?
You have to understand. It's spa day, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
It is spa night, not day, because we've been working in the afternoon, but spa day.
Spa. Yeah, man.
And why is it only spa days? Why aren't we having spa nights?
Yeah.
Put a bar in there. Let's hang out. Let's
why are the spas never open at night? They never are.
What's the spa nights?
I forgot what I was going to say. The
who smoked the weed? You or me?
The spa. What's the other name for the where the ladies go? Like the fucking salon, like the full salon spa day treatment. Mm-hmm. Now, when you send, like that's the perfect gift to give your lady, like a full, like they get the mani pedi, they get the full body massage, they get the oil treatment, whatever, the candles, all that shit.
Tea tree oil.
Yeah. Why is there no equivalent of that for dudes?
It's illegal. Because at the end, the only way that it works out clean for us is if somebody does a little.
Right. But I don't even want a salon spa day. I want some other package that would be just as cool for us as that is for women.
I will say this. I know where you're going, and I will before you go. Before you break right off the highway here, a good mani pedi, they come with the calf massage, body massage, hot tub, the spa, the sauna, and then the back massage with the back of the legs and the hamstrings and whatnot, and the calves and whatnot, and the shoulders. I gotta be honest, that's a solid. I mean, I can roll my lady do that all day long.
See, I can't. I've had it, and I'm like, I would just rather have a nap, to be honest. Like, it's fucking.
Really?
Yeah. But I want a guy equivalent. I want a package deal that's the perfect gift. And you can get one of those for your lady for like $200. So
what would you want to do then?
I don't know. I want somebody to come up with one. I don't know if it's. Like batting cage / top golf / go-karts. Yeah.
Put go-karts in there.
Like there could be a one-stop shop for all that. That would be cool. Like you could buy me a 4-hour block of time to go there and do all that shit.
And you drink though. You drink heavily.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like, sure. I want to be behind the wheel of a go-kart just fucking shit-canned. You know what I mean? But it's somehow it's safe.
Yeah.
Like, figure it out. We can't. They're uncrashable.
Yes. And I want controlled. Like, I want to be able to fly helicopters. I want it to be controlled. Do you know how the toy helicopters, you know, they're the remote control? And I want, like, someone with the remote control, a full-size helicopter, let me be in it like I'm flying it.
Yeah,
and then you're like, okay, you can do you got whatever
you, yeah, whatever you want behind the controls, it means nothing,
right?
He's doing it from the controller,
but it feels like I'm flying it because I'm in the air, actually moving joysticks and shit.
I like that one.
Yeah,
I like that one.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I like that one. You really outdid yourself on that one, bro. By the way,
it's
dude,
the ultimate guy shit.
That is a great package. You just get to get in the chopper and you can invite friends, bro. You're fucking like, listen, I'm taking a chopper down to Cabo. You guys want to run?
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, it is very exquisite to have a pilot, but it's also something real dope to be the pilot. And you got control of the chopper. You're like, round them up. Let's go. We're going to Cabo. I'm a chopper. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you fucking lift off and nobody, you could fuck around. You know, you could really pretend. You could really send it in like you're doing some crazy shit, but even though you're the pilot.
What about part of the package is you ride in a helicopter, right? No doors on either side. You're on one side. I'm on the other. We have that fucking thing full of Molotov cocktails. And there's people in like armored up, like crash up derby cars driving underneath us and trying to avoid our Molotov cocktails we're throwing. They can't get hurt because they're all armored up. Mm-hmm. It's just for show. Mm-hmm. But we're dropping whoever can hit the most cars with the Molotov cocktails.
I love that.
that would be awesome.
Let's go ahead and put like mannequins on some sort of back and forth track, right? So that you can also, you know, you can be like, swoop down low, and then he swoops down low and you can rear back and try to catch a civilian or whoever, the fake mannequin on a track, right in a skull with a Molotov.
Yes.
Or a fucking hatchet or something, you know, a flaming knife of some sort.
Oh yeah, I love that.
It's time to step up entertainment, I think, and I feel like these are the type of parks we need. We need a place with choppers, fly us around, made up shit. Let me play Call of Duty in real life, but no one gets hurt. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, let me shoot shit from the chopper where I'm clipped in and I'm leaning out. Boop, 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 boop. You know what I mean? And it's not, nothing's really dying.
Let me shoot bow and arrows with sticks of dynamite and explosives on the end of the arrow, like John Rambo, at shit, you know, just old abandoned houses that nobody wants anymore, shit like that. I'm just blowing it up.
And I'm going to step it up a notch. I want the technology to be there. Remember G.I. Joe shootouts? It was the red lasers versus the green lasers or whatever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's add the laser element. I want to see lasers coming at me so that my adrenaline is going through my chest.
Yes.
My heart is, you could see the populations, if you will.
Mm. Yeah.
And I got fucking lasers coming at me, bro.
I love it. I love it.
The best game, the best toy in the history of my childhood was laser tag. People don't realize that laser tag wasn't just in some building that was really weird. This was a fucking thing. You strapped on a thing on your chest. You had laser tag guns and you and your brother went to fucking war and you had real lasers. And if you got hit and you had dots on it for how many shots you took.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end, you were done, bro. If you caught it, they had the helmets. They had the big guns. Did you remember this? You were a little bit older than I was.
Yeah. We had it. We was in the military
too.
Can
Jared pull up the guns?
Yeah, bring up a picture of the guns.
Bring up the original 80s laser tag at-home guns. Because it's unbelievable, like, the technological advancement of that toy.
We had they called it Miles gear in the Marine Corps, which is pretty much laser tag, except you used your real M16s. You just put this different fitting at the end of the barrel. And when the blank would go off, it would fire a laser beam out of the end of it. And if it hit the little sensor, it would go beep, beep, beep and light up and exactly where you got hit. But the problem was we were all assholes and we would like put pieces of tape over our sensors and shit. So we never got killed. But
dude, that's a fucking grown up version of let's see. Look at these. Look at this black gun with a red thing. There it is. Look at the gun, dude. Look at that laser. Look at that fucking gun. I had two of those. I had this thing that goes in your chest. I had the helmet, and I had my brother had the long gun. They have now pull up the helmet. Look at that fucking gun, bro.
I remember the helmet. Kind of looked like Power Rangers.
Right there in the middle. Right there on the left. That's the helmet. I ran around with that. And they had the sensors on the front. Look at that. It's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
On the roof. And you and your brother ran around with this shit with a thing on your chest and your helmet on, and you went to battle, kid, with real lasers.
It's awesome. There was nothing beat it, because then there was no like bullshitting, you know what I mean? Like, I fucking went bang bang first. Mm-hmm. You were fucking dead. You know, you just knew it went off. Whoop, like a big siren on your helmet. I want to amp it up though. I think like I want gear like that with the sensors and all that. But when it hits you, it feels like when you get stunned by the police with the stun gun. Or with the taser,
damage.
Like getting tased. So you actually like seize up and fall down just like you had gotten shot, and you're down for 5 seconds. That way you got some skin in the game. You really don't want to get shot because it's going to fucking hurt like hell. That would be cool as shit.
That would be really nice. Like a two second jump, it's like hurt. Like you could take a few shots and still get it and still plow through if you're a real tough motherfucker.
That was a hard R there,
but I'd be damn. I need to calm down.
Those are some of the best games ever. But those things, I think you were talking about the spa day and all that stuff, like. That would be good after maybe I would be into it after doing my man games day stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I spend the first 4 hours doing that. Then I hit the spa afterward.
Mm-hmm. My brother's a big fan of our game show because he drives an 18 wheeler.
Oh, nice.
He was a big fan. He's ready to sign up for our trucking game show that we talked about.
Oh, it'd be great. I am about relaxing. You know, it's about chi and perfect energy and all that stuff, you know.
Balance.
And listen, if you guys that are listening, if you're into THC and you're into CBD, what if we were to tell you that there's a perfect hybrid of the two called Delta 8? Delta 8 made by 3Chi. It's a perfect hybrid of CBD and Delta 9, giving it a similar buzz and all the medicinal effects of Delta 9 without the laziness, anxiety, paranoia, or mental fogginess.
That body buzz that you really yearn for.
Yes.
Like a good, nice, just hum.
Exactly.
Like, is this my soul and my body coming together as one?
And that's what we're all looking for, right? And Delta 8 users will tell you they report feeling far more active and outgoing with increased confidence and almost none of the anxiousness and paranoia associated with the Delta 9 usage. So come on, let's
go. Freedom.
People in all that's the states, THC is illegal.
Even in the Philippines.
It's more functional as an alternative to marijuana for those who want the same great feelings without all the negative side effects. It's the perfect, perfect thing to take right now. Delta 8 will have you feeling amazing, yet be functional and clear-headed instead of lazy and paranoid. 3Chi isn't just the best in the Delta 8 industry. They invented the industry. Like, the industry wasn't there before 3Chi. That's what we're trying to tell you. 3Chi.
Guess who was there before them? No cheese.
There was
when they showed up, how many cheese? Three.
Zero. And now there's three. And come on.
Now 3Chi showed up.
There's like, 3Chi's.
Here we are. It's like the
perfect pizza. 3Chi's. 3Chi's.
This is exactly what you want.
Delta is 100% hemp derived, federally legal, and available online at 3Chi.com. That's the number 3, and then CHI.com, and at select retailers around the country. And you must be 21 to purchase. We're not playing around here. That's how you know this is legit, because you have to be 21 to do it. So go to 3Chi.com. It's the number 3CHI.com to shop for Delta 8 vapes, gummies, tinctures, and oils that can be used to make homemade edibles. Use code GUNS, G-U-N-S, at checkout to receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase. I'll say it again. Must be 21 to purchase.
Take me down to Hookup City, Todd.
We just did.
That's what that is. Wow.
You want to try some top fives?
Let's do a top five. Let's hit it.
time for Todd and Sean's Top 5.
Here we go. You ready? I picked these. You picked last week. Mm-hmm. I picked these. Mm-hmm. So the first one is Top 5 Worst Answers to the Job Interview Question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Top 5 Worst Answers to the Job Interview Question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hello, Todd. Welcome to this position. Listen, we went over your resume. We like what we see. We like your job experience. You have a good vibe about you. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, though, Todd?
Dead or in prison, if I had to be honest. Like, I live fast. I live hard. My foot is on the gas. I don't even have a brake in the vehicle. I am either going to be dead or in prison 5 years from now. There's no holding back.
We're going to get back to you. We have a couple more applications to run through, and we'll be right back with you.
Okay. Sean, you're one of our top candidates. We're so excited you made it to the final interview. Let us ask you this. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I respect the fact that you are providing employment, and I'm up for a position in order to stay afloat. But my true dream, I work at the carnival right now, and it's off season. This is a seasonal position. My biggest two goals, I either want to be the dude that guesses weight or I want to work the zipper. If I ain't one of those, if I'm still doing fucking pop, they got me on cotton candy. Sometimes I have to work the fun mirror house. Nobody wants a mirror house.
Nah.
You know, but if you really want to know, Todd, I really see myself guessing weight and talking shit at the carnival, just getting shit canned. Living a good life, traveling, seeing a bunch of different shitty areas of good towns.
Love that worst answer.
Todd, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Doing your job, to be honest. I think I'm going to work my way up chain pretty quick. Probably take your job. You're out on the street. Sean, I'm so happy you could be here and that you're interested in working at our company. But let us ask you this. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, Todd, my true passion is karaoke. I'm a big karaoke guy. I've got 10 go-to karaoke songs. I really want to work my way up, get myself a little business started, and have my own karaoke night. Now, when that happens, obviously, I'm not going to be able to work Tuesday or Thursday nights. I hope you don't mind. Hopefully, I'll have a little tenure built up, so I'll be able to have Tuesday and Thursday nights off here. And if it takes off, Todd, I'm not ashamed to admit it. I might not even be able to work here on the weekends. It might be Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which I'd cut back my availability, which I understand could be an issue. But again, let me work my way up to it. This is still a dream. Karaoke is what I'm here for. And then this gig.
Next, we do valet. Just check with Lisa at the front.
We like what we see. We like your job experience. You have a good vibe about you. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, though, Todd?
Inside the chick at the front desk. Who is that when I walked in here?
Like physically inserted, like you're like sexually, Todd?
Yeah, sexually. What are we talking about here? You didn't hire her for her typing skills. You know what I'm saying?
I resent that. She could type 19 words a minute, sir.
Sean, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I'm gonna be real honest with you, Todd. This is just helping me buy a little bit more weed, but there's a strong chance I'm in jail in Thailand. I'm going to probably get popped because they have x-ray machines. They're going to see that I have a half ounce of wonderfully grown marijuana shoved up my asshole. And I'm not sure if you knew this, but a half ounce of some good endo smoke in Thailand puts you down for a good 20 to 30.
All right.
Todd, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Hunting Bigfoot full time. I think I've been doing it part-time now for about 15 years, but to be honest, I just need this job to finish saving enough money to get me a new all-terrain vehicle and a silencer and a scope for my AR-15. Once I get that, I'm a full-time Bigfoot hunter.
And I'm going to be honest, I feel like I like that because that's a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
There's not many things when someone talks about it and brings it up that you go, you know what? We got to be on the clock, around the clock.
Yeah, there's no like, I hunt Bigfoot on the weekends. You know what I mean? Like you're either hunting Bigfoot or you're not. Like, is this your full-time gig or is it not? You know, there's no open micer version of Bigfoot hunting. Sean, it's between you and one other candidate. And I'll tell you, the choices are tough right now. So this is the final interview. Now, let me ask you, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I found that not being honest with myself and with who I choose to work for has often backfired because I've either be ashamed or do I want to tell? I want to be a full-time fluffer to gay porn street. It's a straight males make 2 to 1 on the dollar than gay fluffers. If I could be a straight male jacking dudes off and they never come, it's a great living.
The hourly wage goes up when that
you can't
happens.
Beat the hourly. Yeah. You can't beat the hourly wage on that.
All right. Our second round.
I might have missed on that last one, Todd.
Top 5 worst business ideas to propose for a bank loan. Top 5 business ideas to propose for a bank loan.
I'm opening this one up.
Okay.
I want to sell homeowners insurance to homeless people. It's going to give them the motivation they need to get up on their feet and really getting their shit together.
I love it. I'm going to go kissing booth. Not in this day and age. We can't have people swapping spit. You know, the days of the kissing booth kissing. I mean, some bank's going to laugh you out, right out of their lobby. They're going to be like, you know what? That was a great idea 5 years ago. But we're in a pandemic, so beat it.
I'm going to reinvent the rollerblade, but this time the wheels are all sideways. So you can only go east or west in these motherfuckers, dude.
Love it. Just lateral movements.
That's it.
I'm going to go with a summer camp for kids that suffer from extreme ADHD called Concentration Camp. They're not going to approve that loan. Just for the name alone. I like your idea is sound.
It's a good idea.
You can't be advertising your concentration camp on social media. Mm-hmm. You know,
maybe it's a working title.
Yeah.
That's what they say in Hollywood, Todd. That's what they say in Hollywood.
Working title. What's your next one?
Okay. My next one, spa nights, Todd. I'm going with spa nights. It's a business where we don't even open till it gets dark.
Nice. My next one is cigarettes for babies.
It's like a pacifier, but on the back end of the pacifier, a cigarette goes in there. So they're like, mm-hmm.
Right.
So you kind of smoke it like it's like you're out of teepee or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just hitting the pipe.
Right. Yeah.
Dude, a pacifier where you could put a cigarette on the other side. I'm not going to lie. That could work for adults.
Yeah, but no bank's going to give you a loan for it for sure. Do you want cigarettes for babies? Yeah. They got to learn. In the 50s, we could have got that probably. These people aren't smoking soon enough. If we can just get these babies smoking, then we're getting
those babies
something.
In Laos. Look at the babies in Laos, bro.
Let the babies in Laos start smoking cigarettes. That way the flies will stop buzzing around their face.
Just do like Marlboro Lights. You don't have to go camels. You're not going with camel. I'm thinking about cold dog athletic drinks and energy dog drinks.
Mm.
My dog sometimes is lazy. Why don't let me give her a doggy Red Bull?
There you
fucking
go.
Do some laps around the yard. Maybe dogs only drink water. Why don't we have somebody doing like a Powerade for dogs?
All right. My last one is a trading card company for cards for non-famous jobs.
Plumbers and shit.
Plumbers, accountants. You'd be like, I got a Ted Johnson rookie card. Who's Ted Johnson? Maybe he was fucking accountant of the year over at Yendon Brumley. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Who are you, buddy? Who are you? Do me a favor, man. Beat it. You ever hit somebody with a beat it, bro?
Beat it.
Fucking old school. Hey, beat it.
Love it. What's your last one?
I think I'm going to sell vintage fax machines.
Oh, I love a good fax machine.
I'm going to sell vintage fax machines, Todd. Guess what? People love faxing stuff over.
Remember, well, you never worked in an office, but the having to wait for a fax used to be like, that was an event in the office. Like, oh man, fuck, we're waiting on this fax. I mean, Jesus Christ. Especially
like, we got a fax coming.
We got a fax coming. We can't move till we get it. The judge is faxing the warrant right now. Like in police work, it was a huge deal. While we're all waiting around, we're all fucking got our varied vests on, our hats on backwards. We're all geared up, ready to go. Just standing around the fax machine. Come on, baby. Come on. And then when it would start clicking,
for real,
and popping,
though, you're for real.
Pom, 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 and you would hear it go off and you're like, yeah, here it comes. And then you'd be like, fuck, I can't read it. Just fucking call the judge, send it again.
It's low on ink, bro.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny that you actually did sit around and wait for the warrants and shit.
Oh yeah. And guys that were real fancy, they were for a while, you could have a fax machine in your car somehow. I forget how it worked, but it was wireless. But then you were a big dog if you had one of those.
I remember the first time I talked on a car phone, my friend Caesar, we all worked at restaurants and he was a waiter, and the waiters made serious cash over the bus boys, right? We got money, but
yeah.
All the waiters had dope ass cars, good ass rims, 210s, 2 amps, some tweeters in the fucking door. Then you had the mids. And then every time we went to Mexico to party, they always had all the money, right? And he busted out with a car phone, that one in the middle, like Scarface.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, what up? It's Latham. I remember fucking talking on a car phone for the first time.
Nice.
Then I called my buddy Marco. I said, Marco, what's up, man? I'm in Caesar's Sentra. Caesar had a blue candy paint Sentra 4-door, and I think it was a 96 with gold Daytons on it and a fucking car phone, bro. And we didn't sell drugs. We worked at a restaurant that sold chicken wings for 30 cents on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I remember when drug dealers, it was a big deal, they had a phone in their trunk. You had it. For some reason, that was the only place you could have it at that point. Like, it was in their trunk. So you'd have to go there, pop your trunk, get on your phone on the side of the road. Crazy.
And that's then, that's like being in fucking a platoon, bro.
That's like old school shit.
D4 to 42, D4 to 42. That's so funny, because I just watched that movie where they kept talking on the packs.
Me and
one guy wore the packs.
Yeah. Me and two other troopers were the first anywhere around here to have cell phones, because we helped this guy from Verizon with this cell phone cloning case. So he gave the three of us Verizon phones that were free. Unlimited usage, unlimited calls.
What year was this?
Old, but probably fucking 99, 98. They were big ass phones.
Yeah, bro.
Like a brick. But you could call, and the batteries would last forever on those things, because the battery weighed like 18 pounds. So
you could actually drive a Dodge Ram with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You could fucking sink a boat with it. But I had it, and everybody would look at me like, how the fuck did you get a cell phone? Like, it blows my mind to think back, like, now, like, because I can remember it clear as a bell. Like, people were so freaked out. I was like, I got it from Verizon. Work some case. It's a freebie.
I remember the first time I was driving my car, my mom let me borrow. My mom went and got one. And I remember she let me use it when I went to go drive somewhere, bro. I remember driving down 16th Street in Yuma, Arizona. Fucking on a phone, bro. Just rolling, thinking I was something special. Oh, what a feeling. You know, rolling with a cell phone in a car for the first time, when cell phones weren't a thing until you were out of high school, was unbelievable.
Yeah, you were the shit if you had one. I had a bag phone.
You had the bag phone. Yeah, that's the car phone.
Yeah, yeah. You were the shit.
Yeah, that bag phone, bro.
The
something
shit.
Else, dude.
Yeah.
That is so damn cool.
And
take
the
a shot of whiskey to the old car phone.
There you go. what's the equivalent now? What are people like? What's cutting edge now that people carry around? You're like, holy shit, how'd you get that? Is there anything? We're out of everything. There's nothing new, right?
Nothing.
Teleporters, maybe, where you can teleport yourself from one place to another instantaneously.
Let's go. I'm going to go with jetpack. The jetpacks. Oh, yeah. Because right now in LA, there's a problem with a guy. There's a guy flying around in jetpacks in LA without clearance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's getting up to 3,000 and 4,000 feet. Pilots are seeing him. If you like, it happened. They got a video of him recently. They caught him slipping in the sky. Well, a pilot pulled his phone out and caught him flying at 3,000 or 4,000 feet.
Really?
But they're seeing him roll around in his jetpack. Like they're trying to figure out who the company sold the packs to. You know, the customers, blah, 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 because this fucking guy is jamming around the air.
He's trying to be Iron Man.
Airspace.
He's trying to be Iron Man.
No. I think a lot of people forget the original Iron Man goes by the name of Rocketeer.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a jetpack guy.
Jared, can you please bring up the Rocketeer?
The Rocketeer,
the original,
was a superhero with no special powers, kind of like Iron Man. Mm-hmm. And just had a jetpack, right? Mm-hmm. He just flew around in a jetpack, and he was somehow a superhero.
He invented the first jetpack, and he was the fucking Rocketeer. And he had to do a lot of figuring out, you know, how it worked and how the speed and everything. Like, the Rocketeer was the fucking legit real deal, bro. Elon Musk, look at the Rocketeer, bro.
There it is.
I used to draw that guy.
Wow. Yeah, click that thing.
The fucking Rocketeer, man.
Look, he's just got on a leather jumpsuit. Mm-hmm. It looks like for some reason his helmet is bulletproof, but why just the helmet?
Well, because that's where he had to go heads up with the leather, you know.
Yeah, is this so he could ram?
That helmet, that's...
He could ram things at high speed?
Rocketeer, guess what? Now you know. Well, you know, you can't even open it. Listen, I ride a motorcycle, and there's no way you can ride a motorcycle without goggles on. I see people without goggles or glasses on a motorcycle, I want to slap them in the face.
Yeah.
The Rocketeer was ready to fucking rock and roll, dude. People forget, dude, about the Rocketeer. What year was that, Jarrett?
What year was it? I'm going to guess 91.
91, dude. I was like 12 years old.
Tim Wilson was already had a song about jetpacks before then. He was a visionary.
Yeah, and I bet you that's where the writer of the Rocketeer came from. I lived in an apartment complex, and one of the kids over for me was an older kid that worked at the video store. Thanks, Jarrett.
Thanks, buddy.
And he loved movies, bro. And he had his whole room was all, you know, the fun stuff they used to put the pop-ups in, like a Blockbuster and shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Of the movies. They do it at AMC and shit now, right? Like you walk through and they got the movie cutouts of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he would get them, and he had the Rocketeer on his fucking hanging from his roof and shit, bro.
Nice.
Because I don't know if it's somebody he knew owned the movie video store. He had some connect at the video store, so he'd get all the old shit after they had to replace it with new movie cutouts.
Well, someone told me when we were in college that you could go to any video store, any movie theater, and just ask for a manager and be like, hey, can I put my name on a list for this cardboard cutout when you're done with it? Because they just throw them away. So we all did that. My entire house in college was littered with fucking cardboard cutouts.
Oh, cool. So it worked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 It was the coolest shit ever. So they would call you like, hey, we're done with it if you want to come pick it up. And you would just drive to the video store to the theater and you'd pick it up. I mean, it was fucking awesome. I forget what all even one-on-ones we had then, but... yeah, it was really cool. Our whole house was fucking outfitted with them. We either had them standing up or we would cut the back off and just like tack them or tape them to the wall flush.
Yeah. Dude, that complex, I remember, you know what I used to do? I used to live in this little in South Carolina, right down the street from Limestone College, like a block away in Gaffney, South Carolina, Limestone College. Anybody that knows that area knows that's the spot. And I mean, they didn't even lock the college up, bro. We would walk into the art department and shit and draw and stuff on the weekends because they didn't lock the school up.
Yeah.
But it was across from the YMCA. It was from the Gaylord Perry was the fucking the most famous dude from the area. Anyways, I took a piece of wood and I drew target on it. And I'd have footballs and I had the little kids in the neighborhood like 30 and 40 yards out or whatever, 20 and 30 yards out, running across the fucking field with those boards at the targets so I can work on my quarterback skills.
Really?
Yeah, they would be running back and forth. Like the quarterback challenges they do at Pro Bowl weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We would be sitting there throwing passes to the little homies and shit while we try to hit the fucking bullseyes, bro. Nice. It's so fun. Looking back, it's so stupid and hilarious. But these little kids were down there. They were all about it, bro, trying to run it back and forth with them boards with the targets on it so that the wannabe neighborhood quarterbacks can get some reps in.
We used to play this game where we'd get in the house. We always played it inside, but we were probably fifth, sixth grade or whatever. But somebody would have the ball, and you would go in a rotation and you would have to stand in a doorway to the bedroom and the other person would run through the hallway and have to run through you and cross the threshold of the door into the bedroom. If you did, it was a touchdown. You got a point
or no.
Oh yeah. You were facing and the person with the ball got a hallway length run. Dead sprint at you, and you would have to fucking guard that doorway with your life. So you would have maybe you could take one good lunge step, and you would have to put a fucking perfect hit on them to keep them from mowing you over into the other room. But yeah, it was like, dude, I don't know how anybody didn't get killed. I know one of my friends got knocked out one time because he got like kind of in an angle, and the dude hit him like right on his neck, you know, with his shouldered into him, and because he was at an angle, his head got pinned between the door jamb and the dude's shoulder. Just like whack, like no resistance whatsoever. It hit that door jamb and shoulder on the other side. And he just dropped like a sack of potatoes.
Oh, we were like, man, oh my God,
he's dead. You know, he was concussed, but we were like, no, get up. Come on. You got to go again.
That's awesome, bro. I mean, I mean, we're talking about dudes running into shit. I was working at Chevy's Mexican restaurant in like 2000 or something, right? And, you know, when it was busy, Chevy's was busy then, bro. Mesa, Arizona, Chevy's was popping the fuck off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you make your own tortilla. They had a tortilla machine called El Machino.
Yeah.
You had plates of dough, and then the hostess would sit there, flour it up, put it in the Machino, and it would flatten itself out and circle down and come out as a cooked tortilla.
Yeah.
Well, what we would do is, you know, every restaurant, you have the doors, the in and out kitchen doors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes this one kid that everybody fucked with, this kid named Joe Corona, he's a good kid. I'm still friends with him. You know.
Oh, what a name for today.
Yeah.
Joe Corona.
So what I would do is I'd be on the inside of the kitchen, and then I would stand behind the door that was coming into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it was busy, you would come as a food runner or whatever, a waiter, and you would run and you would kick the door open to get back in there. And it was busy as fuck, right? Like you were trying to get back to get more food out to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I would stand behind the door and he would go to kick it and then hit it with his face. Boom, right? But I always got away with it in a fun manner, right? Like he came walking in and he would just like, just hit the wall flat. So one day he decided he was going to do it. He did it to another kid and the other kid was hauling ass.
Ugh.
And anyways, he got behind the door and then the door didn't open. This kid came hauling in, hit his face on it, busted his nose wide the fuck open. And they squared off right there in the lobby of Chevy's Mexican restaurant. He was Jesus. So pissed off, bro. You open the door and they just start squaring off in the fucking dinner rush, dude. Two waiters at Chevy's Mexican restaurant because homeboy held the door too hard on the wrong time at the wrong, you know, circumstance. It had also mixed in some bad luck where usually it's all fun and games. And then this kid's face explodes. He's got blood all over his white Mexican restaurant shirt. Oh my God. 2 weeks suspension, bro. Oh my God. I did. We had died. We had done it 100 times, bro, in a fun, fun manner. Oh, dude, they squared off in front of everybody. That place was a wild spot we worked at, bro. People were stealing, fighting, fucking. I mean, it was unbelievable.
My buddy and I walked into a bar one time. We'd never been there before. We're like, oh, this looks like a good hole in the wall. And
yeah,
it was toward his side of town. And we'd been golfing. And then after we were golfing, we're like, oh, we're starving. Let's go to this little hole in the wall. So we go there, just sit down at the bar, and there's nobody there to wait on us behind the bar. And we're just sitting there, and there's like one, maybe three other people in the whole place. And we're just sitting there waiting. And then he goes to grab a menu because we can see him on the other side of the bar. And as he was standing up, the fucking swinging door from the kitchen to the inside the bar kicks open. And this fucking one dude had another dude by the neck, like takes him through that door, slams into the bar right in front of my buddy, and then takes him down to the ground and just starts beating the fuck out of him. Just swinging wildly while like with one knee on his chest and then whack, 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 just dropping hammers, and then gets up and goes, fuck you, I quit. And the dude walks out. And then we were just like, okay, well, was that the owner? Like, they were the only two dudes in there. So the dude finally gets up and he's kind of all fucked up, you know. We're like, you all right, dude? You need to call a cop or something? He was like, no, really. I know I was a cop then, but I wasn't going to say anything. But I was like, you just call a cop or anything? He's like, no, no, it's good. I probably deserved it. And we're like, okay. And no more was said. He was like, can I take your order? We're like, no, we're just going to have a beer, I think. Like, your cook just fucking left, dude. I'm not going to have you cook my food with your fucking concussion. So we drank a beer and just left.
That's awesome, dude.
It was so fucking bizarre. Took his licks
like a good-ass owner.
Yeah, and he like,
took licks a-
and when he would go back, like, you know, he went to go clean himself. Like, the other three people in there, we kind of look at him like, oh, these guys are probably regulars. They're going to explain what in the fuck just happened. And they're just look at us, look back down at whatever they were doing, went about their business. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, nobody's going to acknowledge the fact that that dude just beat the fuck out of the owner.
That's beautiful, dude. Oh, and the owner, just what a soldier.
Yeah.
That's a restaurant game, man. That's beautiful.
I probably deserved it. Okay. All right. Let's get out of here.
Iowa.
Yeah, you got Iowa this weekend. So they're listening to this on Tuesday. You're there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? Or just Friday and Saturday?
Yes, sir. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Nice. So you got to get you need to get the tickets online. COVID rules. A lot of times they're not taking them at the door. So get on it now. Des Moines Funny Bone, right? I'll tell you that it.
Yes, sir. Des Moines, Iowa, Funny Bone.
There is a link on the Guns Blazing podcast. So go to gunsblazingpodcast.com on the front page. That show's on there for Sean. And my show is on there for Kansas City. Kansas City Improv, January 29th and 30th. Just Friday and Saturday, two shows. I like Kansas KC City, a lot, dude. It was a lot of fun last time. All right, let's close out on some high notes.
All right, y'all, let's hit those high notes.
I don't understand the saying, the proof is in the pudding.
What?
Proof's in the pudding. I don't understand what you're saying. The proof is in the pudding. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to be at some trial, some court case, and the prosecuting attorney is going to be in his closing arguments and go up and like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I know you've heard a lot of information here today. You've heard a lot of people from the defense say one thing, a lot of people from the state say one thing, but the bailiff is going to be carrying you a tray with 12 cups of pudding on it. If you would, please just take a cup for yourself and a spoon and then pass it down the line. I think once you peel back the top to that pudding cup and take a spoonful of that pudding and put it in your mouth, you're going to realize this defendant did, in fact, commit premeditated murder because the proof is in the pudding.
Taste it. That's proof. That's a taste of proof.
How did this fucking saying even come about? The proof is in the pudding. What? We need to get rid of it. That's all I'm saying.
What is the real dialogue behind? Like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Is it because it phonetically works? Phonetically,
because it's alliteration. The PP. I don't know. It's just like somebody just was. I just, you know, they didn't have a good answer one time, and they were like, "Well, yeah, yeah. Well, the proof is in the pudding." And the other person was so confused they won the Rick. They won the argument by default. All right, what do you got?
I got dudes in their 40s buying basketballs. Calm down, bro. It's not that fucking intense. You know what? I've been a basketball player my most. You know, listen. Did I want to play in community college? Yeah. Did I have the skill set? No. I played in high school. I quit my senior year. Look in my yearbooks. Cibola High School. Freshman, sophomore, junior year. I think maybe my senior year that I quit because I got a job and I was going to play anyways. I wanted to go to Arizona Western College to play basketball, but guess what? I didn't have the skill set. But now as a 41, I've played basketball, pickup games my entire adulthood. And when I bought my girl's son a basketball, because like, hey, you know, maybe what to do basketball. He plays frequently, you know, it's a little fun on the side. And I was so meticulous. I wish I could go. I wish I can request the footage from Walmart of me checking out every basketball they had in their inventory. Calm down, buddy. I wish I could have come over and go, my man, just relax and buy that fucking one right there, dude. Bro, I was palming them. Which ball was palm? Like, I was touching them. I was worried about what they would work out to be after, you know, a few thousand dribbles outside. Because sometimes indoor balls break in nice as outdoor balls.
Oh, yeah.
But then you have the shitty material of an outdoor ball that could be any good indoor ball. All I'm just saying is calm the fuck down, 40-year-olds. Buy that person a regular-ass basketball. Just get the most expensive one and call it a day.
That's going to be it for us. Go to the site. See us live. There's two shows on there. And check out the Patreon if you want. Merch
store.
Please
check out the Patreon.
It's all in the same place.
Fun stuff coming up.
We'll see you Thursday.
Peace out.